This is Abbott Stringerman Lynch, the founder's Pit Crew. I'm Mark Sheffield, a member in our emerging business group, and I'm here today with two attorneys from Hoag Fenton, Dana Brody Brown and Catherine Spellman. Welcome to the founder's Pit Crew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So both of you recently just presented today on the topic Intellectual Property Essentials for Emerging Businesses for our Best Practices Seminar. It was well received. One of the people came up after and said that was fantastic. They really appreciated the presentation and got a lot out of it. So thank you so much for doing that. Based on that presentation that you gave, what are the one or two thoughts that you would like to leave founders with? And Dana, we'll start with you.
Great, thank you. The first thing is we talked about having an IP plan and developing that plan early in the business and making sure that you have good assistance that can help you with strategy, prioritization, and budget. The other point that I wanted to emphasize for emerging businesses is to make sure that you are considering your international business needs. If you're doing business outside of the U.S., make sure that your IP plan includes international protection as well.
So when you say an IP plan, I guess a big part of that would be identifying what your IP is.
Right.
And then deciding if there's something you should do.
Right.
Get it trademarked or copyrighted or whatever it is you needed to do to protect it. Is that all kind of part of the plan?
That's all part of the plan, and the things that you choose to do first and where to focus your budget will be dependent on the type of business that you have, the types of products or services that you offer, and which IP avenues offer you the best tools for your IP toolkit.
Thank you. Now, I appreciate that. And one of the things that came out in the seminar, too, is that much of the value of an emerging business is in the IP. And so to not pay attention to that with a plan and to address these things early is kind of short-sighted, right?
Right. There's a tendency in the startup phase when budgets are tight to wait until things are further along to really address IP. But it's important to start considering it early, even if you cannot begin to execute on the plan immediately, so that you can identify any risk areas and identify priorities for obtaining protection.
Okay, thank you very much, Dana. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Catherine, you're a litigator. What light can you shed on this subject?
Well, as a litigator, I generally get involved with clients once a dispute has arisen. And while that's good for me and my business, for my clients, it's not so good. And the piece of information that I really do want to emphasize and I preach constantly and consistently is that intellectual property is a business asset. And it's important to identify that as an asset and to understand that taking steps early on to protect those assets will pay dividends in the long run. We spoke about the different forms of intellectual property, patents, copyrights, trademarks, trade secrets, and particularly with respect to patents. Patent litigation is some of the most profitable litigation for litigators. It's a very expensive dispute, and money spent, attention spent early to make sure that businesses have adequately protected their intellectual property is money well spent.
You know, that's interesting. I like the way you term that. It'll pay dividends later. These founders have something that they think is really great, and it's often intellectual property. It's what their secret is, their secret sauce, so to speak. And yet, they don't really think about the dividends down the road, which they really need to protect. And as a litigator, you see that. It's a lot of money is spent in this area, right?
I often tell my clients that it's a sign of success when they become a target, when they've been sued. It's a rite of passage. And having appropriate agreements in place, having thought about trademark registrations and worked with counsel to put the appropriate protections in place, will make the fight later a lot easier to defend. And likewise, when they have intellectual property, when they've got success in their business, they can fend off competitors. They can monetize their intellectual property through licensing agreements.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Yeah, those are words of wisdom from someone who's a litigator who's been through this experience. And Dana, thank you as well for your participation and your comments. So we've heard some great advice today for founders. Thank you for being here to share that with us. This has been another Pit Stop for your emerging business, brought to you by Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew.